Please.
Oh, is that
yeah.
It is?
Now I can totally see it.
531.
531, resolution 326, approving the execution of a contract that in excess of $50,000 entered by the county, Info Quick Solutions, Information Services. Moved by. Second. We had some discussion last week to hold it over. We have our expert here, the county clerk, Nina, who is going to answer all our questions. So, Nina, you want to just briefly explain what it is, what it's different than what we're doing now?
Sure. So, we're going to new software package IQS. We right now are with Conduit. Conduit has been sold numerous times throughout the time that we've had them from 2003 to present. And with each sale, they have become less and less customer-oriented and less support. With that, also, many of the counties throughout the state have left them and have gone to IQS. So presently, IQS has approximately 27 of the county clerks throughout the state, and our present vendor, Conduit, has 4 county clerks. For the benefit of the real estate market, for the county clerk's office, for the attorneys, we have wanted to do e-recording and e-filing. Because of the problems we've been having with Conduit, we have not been able to implement either one of those in our office. IQS will give us the opportunity to not only have a much better managed system, but also allow us to start e-filing and e-recording, which will be make a tremendous impact upon our office also. We'll have all the same capabilities that we have now, plus some added capabilities such as fine management, managing all the DWI fines and so forth that we now do through spreadsheets separate from our cashiering and financial system. So it will give us added flexibility. In addition, I know there are some questions about the online system. We will have a subscriber access as we know it today, but it will be a much more easier system to navigate for the user.
What about the cost?
The cost? Okay. So right now, ACS or Conduit is an 80-20 split. IQS is going to be a 70-30 split. But where the difference is that with IQS, we will now have a monthly in-state subscription fee of $100 per month. And then you'll be able to view the document and then 50 cents per page to print. A monthly out-of-state subscription charge of $200 a month plus 50 cents per page to print. The reason we went to the out-of-state fee of $200 and we raised the monthly subscription fee to $100 for in-state is because as we looked at all the other county clerks throughout the state, this was actually the norm. And when we went, we haven't raised our prices since 2003. So for 16 years, the subscribers and the one-time users will remain the same. It'll be $5 to print and download. So that one-time user is going in to look for their deed or a judgment of foreclosure, whatever the case may be, their cost will not change. This is only for the monthly subscribers.
Tracy?
So how does that compare to what the current fees are?
Right, so the current fees right now is they're paying $50 a month. Mm-hmm. They cannot look at an image or print an image without paying 25 cents per document. We're going to $100 a month, so it's doubling the fee. They will be able to view the image, but now it's going to be 50 cents per page to print that image.
Well, this says 50 cents per document to view or print in the new fee structure.
Oh. Okay, we're going to have to get that correct. You can view for $100 per month. You will be able to view the document, but it'll be 50 cents per page to print.
Okay, so it will be free to view.
Yes.
So can we change that on the contract?
That's got to be changed on the contract, yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to. I'll talk to Carla about that.
And then my other question is, currently, are there documents that are any of these documents or anything that's accessible by the public for free currently? Are we initiating new charges on things?
No, they pay for everything to go online and to look at it.
Currently
they do. We're initiating no new charges. The indexes have always been free. They still will remain free. So there's no additional charges. And if they come in the office, they can look at everything for free also. But it is 65 cents per page for anything that they print or obtain a copy of. And then, of course, certified copies are a whole different
So this is through your clerk's office where you go into the secure room and they have the deeds and everything in there. It doesn't impact the Ulster GIS to pull that up. Okay.
No, it does not affect real property or GIS. No.
That and if they go in, they're paying more than the subscription and per page online, right?
If they...
Did you just say if they go inside...
Oh, if they come to the office, it's free to look at the documents, search the documents. But if they want a hard copy, 65 cents per page. And that's by statute. Yes. That's CPLR.
Got it.
Tracy?
Do we know how many... Currently, how many subscribers we have?
You know what, Tracy? That's a really great question, and I don't know that because it's a hard time for me to get it out of conduit. I'm not able, but I have to for this conversion. But I can tell you last year we made $78,000 in revenue through that online subscription.
Okay. And this would be what people who do title searches and attorneys and...
Yeah, so we have Mid-Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union. We have a lot of the big title companies that subscribe, and it's easier for them, obviously, to go online and search as opposed to sending people into the office.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Dina.
Thank you very much. It really is going to be an added benefit to what we have right now, and it's going to make processing in our office so much easier. So thank you. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks for coming.
You don't have to leave. You can stay if you want.
You guys have work to do.
Chicken farm with her.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Thank you.
Resolution 345 authorizes the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to convey to Poor Farm Reservoir Property Tax Number 81.1. 1-41, City of New York, without consideration pursuant to Section 72H of New York State General Municipal Law, Department of Public Works. Move.
Second.
There was some discussion last week about the property, why it was Newport's aware of it, that they have an interest. What about it was a dam type thing? Is there a water source that can be utilized? In talking to... You had all that information you gave to Amber that you distributed to everybody, correct?
No. We got Matt Schwab from the DEP and Dan
Mashad.
They are here to answer any questions you might have about their acquisition of this parcel.
Okay. And did you have a particular purpose you're using the land for? Or?
Yeah. My name is Matthew Schwab. We both work in Kingston. We've been working with the county attorney's office for about, I'd say, 2 years on transferring ownership. The aqueduct runs just below this property. This property is on a stream. The aqueduct runs below it. And we have a repair project on the Catskill Aqueduct for 74 miles of it. The only feasible way to get to the underside of that aqueduct bridge is through this property that the county owns. The county has no need for it. We would be glad to own it, pay taxes on it. And so it seems like a good idea for everyone involved. We've been working with Marie on it recently. So we heard about the questions you had, and Dan Michaud is the project manager on the engineering and water supply side of things. So maybe he can just explain our thoughts about the property in terms of a water supply source.
Yeah, sure. So I'm the program manager for the Catskill Aqueduct Repair and Rehabilitation Program, working to do a 100-year-old aqueduct to bring it into state of good repair. So it hasn't, seen this level of repair ever, really. And it's a highly critical program for DEP. And as a related component of that project, I've been working with the Village of New Paltz personally as a point with them since 2011. Trying to find ways for them to develop a backup water supply. As part of this Catskill Aqueduct repair, we are taking the aqueduct offline for 10 weeks, multiple years. So Village New Paltz currently doesn't have an adequate backup supply to withstand that 10-week period. Heard about the question of maybe that this dam could provide a supplemental source to New Paltz. Appreciate the creative thinking. Something that came up in roughly if my memory serves me correctly, in the 2014 timeframe, one of the village trustees at the time had suggested similarly, maybe this could be a source for to supplement the village's shortfall for these shutdowns. The village performed an extensive alternatives analysis in the 2013 timeframe with DEP support to determine what would be a good supply of alternate water. At that time, this was looked at. It's a if there's no dam there now, first of all, so a dam would have to be, you know, constructed to dam up water. It would be a small volume of water, and it's quite a distance from their water treatment plant. I think it's about a mile and a half. So there would have to be a water line installed with a pumping system, electricity brought to the site, and the cost greatly outweighed the volume of water that could be dammed up in this location. So at the time that it was raised by the trustee in the village, it was discounted in lieu of some other projects that we've put some funding with the village on, a well field that's currently being advanced, but it's held up in some legal troubles, and as well we have a plan B for the whole backup supply that involves bringing a water line across the surface temporarily to support construction. So for the several reasons, I'll just jot some notes down here. A dam currently doesn't exist at the location. Conveyance is a long distance and would be costly. There's no power to the site. The volume would be small, and it's building a dam, just upgrading our aqueduct also presents a risk to our aqueduct, so it's not really something that we would, it would take a lot of approval to get that through. For all those reasons, it doesn't rate high on the alternatives analysis list for us. So again, we appreciate the input, and we have looked at this in detail, and it ranked pretty low on the list.
And despite the challenges with the well, option A, plan B, which is it's really delivering New York City water through a pipe while the aqueduct's closed, is feasible. So that's what we think is going to be the short-term solution.
Persian?
Yeah, thank you for coming. I mean, it's important to me to hear that you're working with the Village of New Paltz, because that was a question at last week's meeting, whether or not the village had been contacted, and not just in relation to the water issue, which another member brought up, but in relation to the property issue, the land use issue, whether or not. I just want to make sure, and Marie's assured us that you also have worked with the preserve, and that the preserve's access on the trails that go through the property will be protected in perpetuity with the transfer, because it's very important to all of our communities.
Yeah, the trail has come up. That's,
yeah, I just got off the phone with Mohawk Preserve today, so we've been, and Marie's been helping to facilitate that, so we've been in close contact with them, and the idea is that with conveyance of the property from the county to the city, we'll be entering into a road maintenance agreement, because there is a Mohawk carriage road on the upstream and a bridge.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have every interest in that use continuing. They have every interest in maintaining the bridge, so we're all happy.
And that's going to Marie, you stated that's going to be in the language of the transfer?
Any rights across the property are retained in the new deed, both for the county and for Mohawk Preserve. If there is a maintenance agreement, it's not with the county, I guess it's with Mohawk.
With Mohawk, right. But that, so we will have access and easement that will...
Go. You had it before.
Okay.
Still have it.
Good. Okay.
And as far as partnering with the village and town, I just left a meeting with the mayor at 4:15 and mentioned I was coming here, and he shared the same view on the use of water at this location. It didn't rank high, and it's not something they would have the funds to. I can't speak for him. Be very careful to mention that, but a lot of communication. I'll use the word partnering with the village and the town.
Okay.
So,
answers a lot of my
very
concerns.
Good.
Thank you.
Jim?
I just want to thank Maria, and I know right after the meeting we had about 40 pages at about 9:30 in the morning, all in chronological order. Thank you.
Yeah,
great
that
job.
Was very helpful.
You actually had it that night, because she actually handed it to me.
Well, what was the holdup then? No, great job.
Yes, thank you.
I believe the guys intend to stay for the session, just in case anyone else has more questions at that time.
Well, you're more than welcome to, but I don't foresee that being a
problem. Yeah, we could figure out caucus, because if we can move it to consent, then they would have to stay for session. Yeah. So,
not that we don't want you in the audience.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can stay and hear all the people talk all night long about what they want to talk about, but I'd go home.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that'd be
home at 6:30 or 10:30.
Mary Beth will tell you if it's consent. Then, I mean, you're doing whatever you want to do.
We should know.
But anyway, all in favor of this right now in this committee? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? All right, thank you again for coming. Appreciate it.
Thank you all.
346, authorize the chairman of the county to execute an agreement. Municipal healthcare financing collectible to be made up of Cabarrus County for purpose of exploring potential savings on stop loss insurance. Personnel department, move.
I'll move it.
Second.
We do have some amendments based on the conversation we had last week regarding this. And if you go, the amendments are here. We're adding a couple of resolves. The county exec shall notify the clerk's office of the appointment to this advisory board. We also want any information provided as a result of this group coming together and pricing stop loss programs will be presented to the legislature 10 days after receipt. And then any commitment on the part of Ulster County to this group would come back to us for a briefing before it was approved.
This is basically, find facts and see if it's going to be worth our while to participate into this group. I think we should participate, and there's no reason why we shouldn't, see exactly if it's going to benefit Ulster County or not.
I don't think anybody's saying that. I think we just want to be informed, and not at the time the resolution gets put. We want plenty of time to digest the benefits of what they're proposing. So I think that's all that's intended to do. I did have the conversation with Cornell about this as well.
Joe?
We had talked about that in caucus. I felt as though the legislature, probably the comptroller's office as well, should get this the exact same time this report's done and get sent off to the exec's office. Why wouldn't the legislature get that report same time? That's my question. I mean, so you're saying within 10 days we're going to get it? That's what we settled on?
Right.
Okay.
And
yeah,
before,
so
it just, it's
I can
just
live
a process.
With 10 days, but I just don't want to be hearing
well,
a month
and
or two or three later.
But
when
if you go to the next resolve, it says prior to any commitment by the county to proceed with the stop loss, they would have to come back to Ways and Means for a briefing, and that's all we're saying. So,
but why wouldn't I be able to read the report? Or anyone
if you
in this
can
room.
Get it quicker, I think you could just go and ask. I mean, it's all about it's all about just a process and giving people sufficient time to get it to us.
Sure, but they're going to get it sent to them. Why wouldn't we just get that report sent to us as well? I mean, why wouldn't we get the report? That's all I'm asking.
Focal point that they're going to them, then in return going to send it to the county legislative body.
That doesn't
I don't know why we're splitting hairs over this.
I'm just saying that we're going to get it within 10 days, though, that amendment.
Yes, of course. That's
guaranteed.
What this says.
Okay.
And it also has to come back to us, like you said.
It always does. But we're asking for a little lead time because they're going to switch a program.
Yeah,
it's a shared service. We're hoping, and I think we're all assuming, it's going to be a big benefit for us. But, it'd be great to just get a briefing before they move forward. That's all we're saying.
This is a private firm that's going to do this? It was explained to us that way, right?
That's the part that's a little lost on me
who's
still.
Who's doing the study?
They
have a consultant that's working with the various counties is the way
I... We were told that there's a company that's willing to do this study, but only if each county passes some form of legislation.
I can answer that.
Sure.
May I?
Yes, you may.
All right. So our benefits administrator is Ralph. They're our insurance consulting, Ralph. And what happened is
Ralph,
R-E-L-P-H.
Oh, okay.
They will be getting quotes from Sun Life, Berkeley, Tokyo Marine, and Guardian.
Oh. Okay.
And then those are just for our county. Then they will take the quote from Berkeley and go to Berkeley and see what the price difference would be if we were in the
consortium.
Consortium, collective, cooperative, everyone's
whatever
it
is,
And it's essentially not seen, what it would be is we would get a refund on some premiums. And then, so we take what that price would be, and we compare that with the quotes we got from the other insured before deciding if we're going to do this at all. That's the idea. Berkeley has been working with NYSAC, and that's where this is, Ralph and NYSAC came up with this idea. Initially, Berkeley was the only one who was going for it, and they agreed to go with the startup costs and to front the startup costs, because there's a lot of costs on bookkeeping, trust accounts, and banking. So that's why they're getting the quote from Berkeley. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yep, that's what we were kind of getting at in caucus.
Yeah, we
the
didn't
other day.
Have that.
Yeah,
we didn't
I
have any
love,
of that.
I would love to have that information.
You did a good job.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was very Thank complex you. Getting it, but I got it.
Yes. Well, which is why we'd like to be brief when you have the information to say, here's sure. what we're going to pursue and why. Mm-hmm. So, thank you.
Tracy? Yeah, actually, I think that had we had that information a week ago, it would have saved a lot of heartache, because you explained it very well. And a week ago, we heard that we were just going to one company, but we weren't applying. I mean, it was a very confusing explanation under the guise of, it's all good, don't worry about it. We're just getting some, we're getting mm-hmm. back information. So that's very helpful to know that there are multiple, we're going to multiple companies, that mm-hmm. we're going to one company for a comparison. It's, yeah, I feel a lot better about supporting this. And I think the amendments are good.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Can do you want to move the amendment?
I'd like to move the amendment, the resolution with the amendments.
The resolution with the amendments included, mm-hmm. yes. A second, please.
Second.
Any discussion? On the amendment, on the resolution with the amendments inclusive, all in favor say aye.
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 Anybody against? No?
Well, thank you for that explanation.
Yes,
thank you.
347, authorize the Commissioner of Finance to accept bids for parcel of county-owned property for private sale, authorize the Chairman of all sustaining registered convey such parcel, Department of Finance. Move, please.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
What was the questions on this? Any questions?
No, I think it was new.
First time. Wait
a minute.
Anybody have a question? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against?
No, but I do have a different question. That's the last thing on this resolution?
That's, yeah.
So what, I'm sorry, someone in Democratic caucus, wasn't there a resolution that was supposed to go to Ways and Means that didn't go to Ways and Means?
It was a minor thing. Vicky
but,
had
what,
it
it's not.
On
it's
there.
Not here, is it? What is it?
It was the agreement that was just talked about with the amendment.
It was this,
that,
it was that?
That wasn't
yeah.
discussed at
okay.
Ways and Means last
yeah.
year.
Okay.
And it
okay.
should have been.
Okay. Thank you.
The amendments were a result of what happened in the meeting.
In
last.
Caucus.
Well,
but
also
we didn't
and Ways and Means. Well, we just
there was yeah there was a, there was an oversight on okay. something. Now okay, thank you.
Any old business? If not, a motion to adjourn, please.
What about
oh wait,
business?
Can you know this? One of the things that we wanted to ask. For leadership to take a look at is we have this ongoing dispute between the county exec and the comptroller with regards to our systems and systems being breached. Each is alleging the other had done it, and I think it's really important from a legislative body perspective that we get an outside person to come in and do a forensic review of the systems for a number of reasons. One, to ascertain if there were any issues, to look at our policies to ensure do we have the right policies in place to protect, you know, data in the systems. And I think that it's important for us to not just make a decision who was right and who was wrong without really understanding the scope of the breach. And so I guess I would ask for leadership to hire an outside party to come in and look at this and give us some feedback and give us an insight into what transpired so that we have an understanding of the scope of the breach and if there are policy issues that we need to put in place that we can put them in place knowing in the future that we have a secure system both internally and externally.
Are you asking hope leadership to look at this? Are you asking Ways and Means to take the lead in doing this? Or what are you asking to do?
I think leadership, and I think, I mean, we're at Ways and Means, so asking you as the chair of Ways and Means to confer with leadership and come back to Ways and Means, I mean, I feel we have to take an action.
But there's no question the action should be taken. The question becomes who's taking the action and what are you asking who should take the lead in this action?
Well, that's, I'm looking for your help because I think this is critical. I need your help, Rich.
If leadership isn't going to act, then I would request that this committee
act.
We could, as a committee, if that's the purpose, the majority of this committee wants to do such, we can make a recommendation and move forward with something that we would outline. We would ask for the monies to be paid by the legislative body to ask for whatever information we're looking for. I mean, we can do that. We can ask the leadership to do that. I mean, there are different ways you can do that. I mean, if you want the Ways and Means Committee to be the lead in this thing, by all means, we can proceed that way. I'm not seeing exactly where you want to go.
My concern is this is a breach. I think it's serious. I think we have been down this road before where we have multiple sides taking different positions, and I always like to act with information and knowledge and not just based on what people put together, and I feel it requires investigation. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a serious enough that we as a legislative body should be neutral until we have all the facts. And so I think the only way we're going to get them is if we hire someone from the outside to come in to take a look at the systems, to understand the process, how people get access, how access is maintained, how the systems are maintained, and do it in a way that says, okay, do our policies match up with what's happening? If not, what do we need to change? So we start to clear things up and we ensure that everybody's comfortable that information that needs to be secured is secured, mm-hmm. both internally and externally. Oh. I'm putting it on the table for discussion. Well, I just think it's something we need to do.
All right, so the Ways and Means Committee, would you like to take the lead in this regard? Yes or no? If not, I mean, we'd throw back the leadership and let them take the lead. I would suggest strongly that if anyone has any areas that they want to look at regarding, what this outside consultant or whoever you want them to look at. What do you want them to look at? This, and this, A, B, C, and D. Write something up. And, once you have, a definition of what you actually want this consultant or this company to look at, then you can proceed for an RFP, or might not even have to, but you might be better off doing an RFP to go out and analyze it. But then there again, you're going to need someone to do an interview process of the firms. You're going to evaluate what they come in at, and you're going to make a decision.
Which is why I think, from a leadership perspective, this should be discussed at the highest levels of our organization. And yes, we can help facilitate it as Ways and Means, but leadership should take a position on this. I think it's incumbent upon us as legislators to be responsible for this. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm putting it here.
I also believe time is of the essence.
I do,
there's no question. You start going back and forth, it will be 3 months before we do anything. So I would suggest strongly that we do it within this committee. We ask leadership to get involved, be part of it. They can go back to their caucuses and ask them anything they want to ask, and move this thing as quickly as possible. I think it probably go through the Ways and Means Committee to be the most efficient way to go through. I mean, anybody else?
I agree wholeheartedly. I think, you have a lot of accusations both going mm-hmm. back and forth. We need to have someone come in. If you've got a case, make it. Put it on the table. What exactly are you talking about?
Let's get to the bottom of it.
You got a case, make it.
Get to the bottom of it.
All right, so.
I haven't, other than what I've seen in news reports, I'm unaware of action being taken, other than reaching out to outside agencies. But in terms of I think we need to do something.
My question
again. In terms
again,
of undertaking the investigation.
Means take the initiative and move forward and ask leadership.
In the absence of anyone else doing it, absolutely. Yeah. Something has to happen.
Just a suggestion might be for you as the chairman of Ways and Means to go to leadership and try to bring them together and make the offer to be helpful in whatever way, which could be coming back to this committee, or could be this committee maybe helping develop the RFP, I think you could have that conversation with the weight of this committee behind it and work out the best way to go forward.
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Yeah, I'm open to whatever.
Listen, I would like to do it through a committee process. Committee
I think ultimately process
would
need to be.
The Ways and Means, okay? And I would ask the Ways and Means Committee to let's take the lead. Let's get leadership involved, whatever they want to get involved. But, I mean, we would take the lead role. We would ask fellow legislators what they would like to be looked at through a consultant so that they don't be excluded, and then move forward with that.
All right, so we should submit that information to Amber.
As soon as possible.
Okay. Yeah, I think the sooner the better.
And I think if we need a special meeting for it, then we need a special meeting. I think the idea of waiting months and months to
investigate like this, it's stale and, you know, and the fact that it's being played out in the newspaper and we haven't even looked at it, I think, you know, that's really important for us to take a position.
Can't agree with you more.
Okay.
All right, so all in favor of doing that?
Aye.
Anybody against? No? All right, so please get your responses to Amber ASAP.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you, Lynn, for bringing that forward.
Thank you.
All right, anything else? If not, a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
6:02.
Thank you.